This is the Composer's Datebook for February 10th. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in 1927, at the New Theater in Leipzig, a new opera had its premiere. It was entitled Johnny Spielt Auf, or Johnny Strikes Up the Band. It was by the Viennese composer Ernst Krenek. On one level, it tells the story of a Negro jazz band leader named Johnny, who steals a valuable European violin. But in symbolic terms, it deals with both the role of music in society and the conflict between the artistic traditions of the old and new worlds. Krenek's jazzy score was a big hit. In its first season, it was produced at 42 opera houses, including the Met in New York. By 1929, the libretto had been translated into 14 languages. Its overwhelming success made the opera's Johnny a pop icon and household name and provided Krenek a comfortable cushion of financial security. When the Nazis came to power in Germany and Austria, however, Krenek's security evaporated. For the Nazis, his opera was a prime example of what they called degenerate art, and its composer wisely chose to move to America, where he became a citizen in 1945. Krenek taught at Vassar College in Poughkeepsie and Hamline University in St. Paul before eventually settling in California, where he died in 1991 at the age of 91. The music Krenek wrote during his long life covers a wide range of styles, but even though he composed 20 operas, 5 symphonies, and 4 piano concertos, he remains best known as the creator of Johnny and his jazz opera from 1927. Composer's Datebook is supported by Progressive Insurance, small business protection for more than vehicles, with specialized coverages to protect against financial loss. More at progressivecommercial.com.